Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy, Cairns' most trusted energy retailer, and for Wilson Homes. I'm just about to be joined by Ryan Harris, the former Aussie fast bowler, to talk all things Ashes. Jared, I just thought, given it's my first day back in a while.
A long while.
Jeez. I'm going to put my hand up here, and I think that you should join me in putting your hand up. Do you remember a couple of months ago when we sat here going,
Yes, we did.
England a good value. Yeah. England a good value to win the series.
Don't bring that up, Scoop.
We talked about, geez, the bookies have got this wrong. Australia $1.30. I wouldn't go near this with a 10-foot pole. It ended up being one of the most one-sided series we can ever remember. Certainly one of the most one-sided Ashes series that we'd ever remember. Anyway, I just thought we tend to gloat about
did
our wins.
Did we say that?
So we should probably own our losses. let's go to a man who took 113 wickets at Test level for Australia, just at a beautiful average of 23.5. It's not quite Scott Boland figures, but then again, no one has those either. Ryan Harris, welcome to you.
G'day, boys. How are we? And no one's going to have those figures for a long time to come. I think he's been unbelievable, hasn't he, Scotty Boland?
Should he retire now and become the greatest test bowler of all time?
Yes. Why not? What a story. I mean, for him, you know, for someone who's, you know, plowed away or bashed away at first-class cricket for such a long time, and to get an opportunity that he probably thought he, you know, wasn't going to get with the bowling attack that we had, and you know, with Joy Richardson bowling well in Adelaide, and, you know, he got that opportunity, and it's fair to say he's taken it. And again, it's for someone like Scotty, you know, as I said, spent so much time doing his apprenticeship in first-class cricket. It's fantastic to see someone get results like that.
So possession is nine-tenths of the law, and it's nine-tenths of selection. I'm only an amateur observer. He looks a better bowler to me than Joy Richardson. So why is he behind?
I guess when I say behind, but you know, Joy played in front of Scotty. You know, that was why that is. I'm not sure. I don't think he is now. I think they're sort of different bowlers. I think Joy's more of an attacking bowler. So you know, I think the reason why, well, my point of view, the reason why they brought Scotty Boland in when Josh Hazlewood went down, they needed someone to do what Josh does so well and bowls that great line and length. He's relentless at, you know, attacking the stumps and the pads and all that sort of stuff, exactly what Scotty does. So that was why I think they went that sort of swap and went that way. They needed someone to be able to do that with Cummins, who's obviously quite attacking, and Stark's very attacking as well. So to bring someone like Scotty in and to do the role that Josh has done so long for Australia so well, you know, it's amazing to see what Scotty did and how he did it when he came in, got his opportunity.
The crumbling, the debacle that was the last hour and a half for England yesterday, Ryan, I think they lost, 10 for 56. Can you just tell us, as a guy that's been there, is there any better feeling than I guess, A, bowling, but B, just being part of a team where it just feels like every single ball you might get someone out?
Yeah, it is a great feeling. And, you know, I guess it happened. We had probably to that extent, we had a sort of sense of it when I played in 13-14 with Mitchell Johnson, the way he was bowling.
Yeah,
it just felt every time he bowled a ball, you knew that he was probably going to get a wicket. But the feeling of it around, you know, the adrenaline starts pumping, and yeah, and obviously you know as well, you're coming into the last, you're in the last test match of the series, so you know you're gonna sit down afterwards and have a good celebration and have a good beer with your mate, and so that all ties into it. But when you're out there and when that's happening, you're right, it's an amazing feeling. To be honest, they probably didn't expect it to be finished like yesterday. You know, England actually started off all right, and then obviously the carnage happened, which we saw a lot of during that series with the way they batted. They were very poor, no doubt about that.
Without being too nasty, Ryan, are you surprised how little resilience the English team showed across the series? Just when you were talking about when the going got tough.
Yeah, I am. And, you know, just, you know, looking, coming into this series, I thought, the way they were talking, you always talk positive, you're never going to talk negative, especially publicly, but the way they were talking, they come off playing some reasonable cricket, had a captain that was in great form. They obviously had a few guys that hadn't played here before, but played in an Ashes series. A lot of the players that were playing it have been out here and played, you know, all different forms of cricket. So got used to the conditions. So the way they were talking it up, you know, it was almost like they were, you know, they're up for the challenge. They're going to be up for it and ready for it. But they showed the opposite. That's the opposite. And as you say, it was poor. And I think just listening to some commentary around, you know, in the media from from the Englishmen, even the the press or old ex players. That was probably the most disappointing thing, is that they didn't show any fight. And it's exactly what you look for when touring in different countries is really, really hard. No doubt about that. But you've got to show some sort of fight, and they didn't have that at all. So I was really surprised. And again, what we saw last night, that just shouldn't happen. They've got to be better at that. And they usually are. It's just strange that they didn't, turn up this time.
Can I ask you, Ryan, what time the head trainer or the physio would have picked up the phone and booked the first 7 tees at Barn Boogle?
I'll be very disappointed if the boys didn't head down there today for a game of golf.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been there, certainly. But at what point in the game do you reckon he would have said, righto, we're on tomorrow, there's no question. Maybe a late start, because the celebrations will probably be fairly intense.
11 AM tee offs.
Yeah, a couple of 11 AM tee offs, and we'll just sort of whip through and... we'll probably taste a bit of the local red about 4:30.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, look, going on last night, he probably could have done it as soon as they lost the first couple of wickets, the way it went. it was just phenomenal. But I hope they did get out there today. Hopefully as well, they had a good celebration, because you always want to make sure you work hard and build up and work really hard getting into the series. I hope the boys had a good celebration last night.
Who'd be the best celebrator in the team right now?
Oh, right now. I've been out of it a bit long now. Yeah. So,
just name one.
I've had some good mail come through about this recently. I am told that the first two are quite comfortably Steve Smith and Alex Carey.
Are they?
I've heard that.
Yeah, that's not bad. Alex Carey doesn't mind a beer. Yeah.
Good GWS boy.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think now who would do it. I'm sure, Davey Warner's got his own, he's got everything. He's got his own brewery and everything now, so I'm hoping... He would have put
he just drinks the seltzers now. He'd be a seltzer man, Ryan. I think you'd be more of a lager sort of guy.
I'm a lager guy. Don't worry about that. And a red wine guy. I'm definitely not a seltzer now.
Usman Khawaja, one of the stars of the summer, albeit in a very brief appearance. He goes to Pakistan. Does he go as the opener, or do they somehow reshuffle?
That's a really good question, Jared. Probably not. I'd probably, saying that, he's not bad at spin. He plays spin pretty well. So he may do that. I felt a little bit for Marcus Harris. He to get dropped. Aussie, I think, deserved to take that spot. But he just didn't quite nail that big score that he needed. He had plenty of opportunities. Obviously, he got a good 76 in England and in Melbourne again. And that was tough. Tough conditions. So. But yeah, it's a dilemma, I guess. The selectors have got, and to see what they're going to do is going to be interesting. As I said, he's a really good player of spin, probably one of our best players of spin. So it's going to be interesting to see where they go. And I wouldn't be surprised if there might be a few different selections, I reckon, for the Pakistan tour or the subcontinental tours, because I'm not saying Glenn Maxwell hasn't played Red Bull cricket for a while, but someone like that who's also very good in those conditions. They'll pick guys for the conditions. So
it's time he got back in the Red Bull cricket.
Yeah, we've got him on the show tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Well, he needs to play some Red Bull stuff. He hasn't played any. He's played Red Bull cricket for 2.5 years. So, someone like that, there might be a couple of left field selections, which from afar, it'll be a bit, what's going on here? But they'll pick guys they think who are going to perform in those conditions. I think we've got a little bit of depth that we're able to do that now too, which is really positive.
Speaking of selections, as we let you go, you can only pick one Australian fast bowler to bowl for your life tomorrow. Who's their best?
Oh, I'm gonna say Hazelwood. Oh, bowling there too. I'm gonna go Hazelwood. He's done it for so long. He's done so many good things for so long, and he's just you wind him up and he just goes, and he's so consistent. So I'd probably say Josh Hazelwood, just with a Scotty bowling close second.
And are you confident they will take Stephen Carey to the subcontinent as keeper?
Alex Carey. Yeah. I think they will. Yeah. I think he's. Look, he had a bit of a rough, little patch, I guess, in Sydney. I know Alex well. That'd really bother him, those little errors that he made, and he's a very hard worker. So, but I also know as well. I went on a tour a few years ago with Josh Inglis to India, and I can tell you now, his hands over there to their spinners, a couple of practice games we played were unbelievable. So, I think they stick with Alex. They need to give him a good run at it. But again, there's always going to be pressure on with someone like a, you know, Inglis in the wings. You know, even James Pearson up from Queensland is not a bad little keeper either. So there's going to be pressure, and there's guys, you know, if you put pressure on guys that are in the team, that should hopefully make them play better. And if they're playing better, that means the team's going really well.
Ryan, great to have you on. Go enjoy Largo and us.
Don't worry about you now. Thanks, guys.
Ryan Harris there, former Aussie fast bowler. People forget, Jared, very quickly how good that man was.
Oh,
I mean, 113 ball. Wickets at test level. And think about the guys that he was keeping out when he was playing as well, at an average of 23. Whew, that's good going. One day average of 18, by the way, just in case you were wondering. Ryan Harris there. More sports after this.